Good afternoon. France, Spain and Italy all recorded large jumps in coronavirus cases yesterday as fears that a second wave is taking hold in Europe grow. France added 5,492 cases overnight, marking the country's largest single-day increase since April the 14th and the third largest daily rise since the pandemic began. The French Prime Minister said the country's R figure is now 1.4, well above the crucial 1 figure needed to keep the infection curve flat. Meanwhile, Italy, which had some of the lowest case totals in Europe after reopening its economy, registered 1,367 cases, its largest rise since May. Spain registered another 7,296 cases, enough to push it above the US, the world's worst affected nation, in number of cases per million inhabitants based on a 7-day rolling average. Madrid has re-emerged as the epicentre of infection months after it was hit during the country's first wave, with Benidorm and Mallorca also seeing rises. The case spike is particularly worrying in Mallorca on the Balearic Islands, which until now has remained relatively untouched. In response, the island's government announced a ban on smoking in public, made masks mandatory in offices, and limited gatherings to 10 people. Masks will also be mandatory in bars and restaurants while people are not drinking or eating, whilst the maximum capacity of venues was slashed to 250. And the decision of tour operators to suspend holidays to the Balearic Islands in August has been one of the main factors behind a wave of Mallorca's hotels closing their doors this month. This, along with European government warnings against non-essential travel to the islands, has meant around 144 of the island's establishments have shut down this month. French supermarket retailer Carrefour has agreed to buy 172 stores under the Supersol banner in Spain, in a deal worth an enterprise value of €78 million, which would strengthen Carrefour's number two position here. Carrefour said yesterday that the stores and supermarkets being acquired were mainly in Andalusia and the Madrid region, and that they had posted net sales of around €450 million in 2019. And the Guardia Civil have smashed an international cannabis trafficking ring operating in three Andalusia provinces. Operation Rodillo involved officers in Almeria, Malaga and Granada and resulted in 13 arrests on charges of membership of a criminal organisation, breaking and entering illegal ownership of arms and defrauding the power supply companies, as well as drug trafficking. The investigation began back in February on the Costa Almeria when Guardia Civil officers in Los Gallardos intercepted a rented vehicle driven by somebody dressed like a patron decorator. Hidden among the tins of paint were 27 kilograms of vacuum-packed cannabis buds. The operation involved 9 searches and the seizure of close to 40 kilograms of cannabis, precision scales and materials for packaging the drugs, along with 3 firearms, ammunition and more than €100,000. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.